Welcome to Awakening Matters. I am your host, Cynthia Sloan. Awakening Matters covers all topics, everything from spiritual, metaphysical, emotional, mental, worldly, earth-based, planetary, health, even in the internal makings of the physicality that humanity is in. And so I welcome you tonight, and I'm going to share with you some experiences that I've had that most certainly have awakened me. And if it resonates with you, I always say make it your own, only if it resonates. If not, go on to the next sentence. But wherever you are right now in your life, wherever you are right now in your emotional body, know that your spirit council, and I've been working with spirit guides, loved ones from the other side since I was, well, before I was a teenager. And I'm almost 60, so it's been an incredible honor and a constant validation to that truth, not only for myself, but for all the beings that I am so sacredly gifted to work with. And so I say to you that wherever you are in your emotional body, your mental body, whatever you are feeling from joy to the opposite, you are being held. You are being assisted. You matter. And you are being heard. So I want you to know that. If you have not heard that today or ever, may you carry that with you as you move forward in your life and in your thoughts. And may you know that you matter to your spirit council, and your whatever your goal is their goal. There is no judgment on their part. So I say this to you because I usually, with Awakening Matters, I just let it, I don't prepare, I just let it arrive in the present moment and go. But today, which is laughable. I did some writing about what I'm going to say and probably will only glance at it once. So it was a wonderful experience to remember that my hand still works with a pen. So, connectivity, vibration, frequency, intuition with all living things. All living things. Humanity can be so detached from itself and in turn forget the very real possibility that we were given or have, in quotes, depending on your belief, a voice and an instrument to contemplate, recognize, and celebrate. I'm going to just leave it at that and celebrate all the life around us, around the globe, around planetary life. There are discussions. Now, I'm not talking about humanity when I say that. When I say there are around the globe, planetary life, there are discussions, decisions, and choices being made, I am talking about all the other life that exists and has been here long before humanity arrived and is very connected. And right now, there are discussions, decisions, and choices being made. And of course, without saying, that's happening for humanity as well. However, your voice as a universal instrument, coupled with the capacity to create mental balance and understand, now I am talking about humanity, to create mental balance of right and wrong, love and hate, fear and kindness. Contemplate for a second that that was included in your manifestation of your physical makeup to feel and align with your mental understanding, your emotional pull, and your ability to communicate, witnessing yourself in all others. Your ability to be moved by experiencing your experience, but your ability to be moved not just by surviving, but your ability created, whatever your belief system is, created within you to thrive. But never, ever, ever the possibility is to thrive in the place of and taking over the place of the planet, as an example. So if you think humanity is in quotes the lead of connection and communication, that humanity is here to do really big things, while everything else is small, 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 I want to share with you what I experienced today, what I literally experienced today. This isn't a hope, a dream. This isn't guesstimate. This was a physical experience. So I have the ability to see auras. I have the ability to see life force. I have the ability to see the connectivity between all different forms, not just humanity with itself and each other, but plant life, animal life, insect life, everything from rock to dirt and everything in between. And so I have the ability and have had that since I was a child, and it has only grown and expanded with me. And so today I'm out in the yard gardening, okay, and I want to share with you that I all of a sudden, it was like a thunderclap, but there was no thunder. It was the energy of this being was so palpable and so powerful that it stopped me in my tracks, and I turned and looked. There wasn't seeking it out. There wasn't wondering, what was that? It was an immediate stop and point of center. That is where that thunderclap came from, and it was the biggest caterpillar, yeah, I said caterpillar, I've ever seen in my life. Just extraordinary. And the color of cement rock. And so I could see that it was in trouble. Not only could I see that it was in trouble, like, visually, because of the way it was moving, or not moving, but I could see that it was suffering. I could feel what it was feeling. And in that moment, I kid you not, I saw ants, bees, even flies come towards it. The connectivity that exists is so far beyond any computer, any desire humanity has to recreate or connect or AI or anything. What lives within life force is so much bigger and so attuned and so absolutely aligned to the frequency of resonance that as the frequency of this being dying, suffering, had a human's eyes on it, as well as, so resonance is about expansion, growth. So resonance in music is about crescendo. And so there was a frequency resonance, because there I am looking at this beautiful sacred being and its panic and its suffering and its voice and feeling it within me. And then seeing ants, bees, flies, and at first, in my humanity, thinking, no, 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 it's in a vulnerable position. These things are coming to, I don't know. And then to see that they were stressed, I'm putting it in human words for understanding, but clearly, well, for lack of a better term, I'll say, I saw that these other beings not only were connected to the suffering that this being was having, but they were panicked as well. They were panicked and trying to send, literally, if you could see energy or feel yourself and others, you might tune into this. And later I'm going to talk about how to do this. Not the suffering part, but the helping part. So all these beings that I spoke of, bees, ants, flies, they were not walking, but running, because their intuition and communication with each other was stronger than anything else that humanity has written about or talked about, etc. I mean, here it is happening before my eyes, and the script is truth. The script is right before my eyes, connectivity in a way that is transcending species, in a way that's transcending not only a human eyes, but transcending species communication. And that's the thing, is that in that moment, I stood watching these beings gather and send. I was sending tremendous love, tremendous light, wanting the suffering to end for this being. So did these other species, literally. And so there we all stood, in quotes, there we all were, and even different species sending comfort, caring, light, and all these aspects which cause this dying being to stop thriving in pain. Right before my eyes, my energy, the energy of these beings, focused on this sacred being as the same consciousness that dwells within. Doesn't care what your belief system is. Doesn't care what your political view is. Doesn't care how much money you make. Doesn't care where you live. The consciousness within these different forms is not only aware of itself, but communicating with each other from a place that if I had not witnessed, and I think most of humanity doesn't even think it exists, that it's real, doesn't matter if it is. And so here I am in awe, I mean, absolute awe, tears running down my face, because not only am I witnessing the suffering, but then the suffering stopping. And I'm seeing the aura of this being that's dying completely receive from these species, from other species, and myself included. And this being completely come to a place of calm because it received. How could it receive? Was it through a mental body? No, because the language of the consciousness within the cell or within the body of work of that being is the same in every being. The consciousness, the soul, not talking about the head or the emotional body, talking about the soul, it's the same language. And what I mean by that is if they're suffering and you feel it and you want to be part of it, like this ant, bee, fly, and myself, we want to be part of helping, it doesn't matter what form you're in. You gather and you do it. And so here I am witnessing this, and while I'm witnessing, I'm going, oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm witnessing. This is incredible. And at the same time, tears flowing down my face because this being was suffering, and it was an incredible moment. The heart and the blood and the soul reside in the same language. Doesn't matter if it's a bear, lion, actually, the only place that it matters and that it becomes vastly and stark, just a chasm of difference, is in humanity. So think for just one moment. I mean, contemplate this. And you know what? Throw it out if it doesn't make sense. But if it does, contemplate it. That all these species are on this planet with you. And maybe, just maybe, contemplation, dream state, however you want to put it, you have the ability to see, to hear, and to talk about what you're witnessing and to be able to feel it. So all these abilities to celebrate what is here, not destroy it. And so the heart, blood, and soul that reside in the language of all species is so known because it's the same life force. It's the same language. And so I really invite you to contemplate, wait a second. Do I understand what a fly is saying to another fly? No. Do I understand what the bees are saying to the other species? No. Do I understand as a human what other humans are saying? Yes. Maybe there's a reason for that. Just maybe. So, what ended up happening is this being passed, but passed surrounded in love, surrounded in light, and there was literally a moment where we all were just being and staring at this being, and I'm just telling you, what an extraordinary caterpillar. No, not it wasn't a caterpillar. I think it's a caterpillar. It was a, I'll come back to that. The name of it is, see, the human language is just so limiting. Was not a caterpillar, but I will come back to that. His name was Ted. There we go. But anyway, so, see, look, I'm reading, so it gets quiet. Okay. So, for you in your human being, to have the ability to be moved and to feel something, our whole entire lives, from childhood into adulthood, we are taught what is right and wrong. It was a dragonfly. Thank you, dragonfly. Thank you very much. But we are taught what is right and wrong our entire life. Not necessarily what's right and wrong for you. I hope that's the case, but just on the majority taught what's right and wrong, most likely and more often than not, for the people around you. And so then there's this inner voice. Oh my gosh, there's this inner voice that's so loving. This is my experience, and I happen to know that it is many, many, mostly children's experience, because adults disconnect and shut it out. But my voice became, that voice became my primary voice and continues to this day. My human voice, not so good. That voice internally, wonderful. So the process of right and wrong, right and wrong, right and wrong. But what ends up happening is that in our humanity, we begin to experience extremes, not only extremes of, well, my species is human and I have a car and a house, etc. I'm just doing a what if. I'm not saying everyone thinks this way, but as an example, that, oh, well, I have this and this and that, and I have a house and I have this, etc. Nothing wrong with that at all. But ignoring that there are other ecosystems that exist and are here on this planet to have their experience, whether it is Mother Nature, Mother Ocean, Father Sky, whatever it is, and make it your own. And what I'm saying right now is not that you guys should forget your job, sell your homes, and live in the forest. No, what I'm saying is community. What I'm saying is connectivity and community. But we are so not used to listening to the voice that we are a part of something else that we become hyper-focused on what other people think, to the point that we write out of our own script what matters to us, what our truth is, what we like, what we love. We are so focused, and especially in this generation of computer, et cetera, we are so focused on how other people see us that we have forgotten to see ourselves. What is your voice? What is your choice? Do you love yourself? You don't? Why not? Did you ever get to love yourself? And if not, do you even know who you are? And that can be drastic or it can be tragic. And at the same time, what a celebration, because the recognition of that very thing means now you can. It's never too late to fall back in love with yourself. That is beautiful to recognize, wait a second, who am I? That's not my truth. And now I can choose a different truth. So other forms are here. They're alive. And they're alive. Oh, my gosh. There are not only other forms here that are alive, but there are etheric forms here. That's a whole other show, that are very present now on the earth more than ever. There are children being born. I am so blessed in this century that come in knowing that I get to meet them, talk to their parents, help their parents understand. Why is my child walking when they shouldn't be yet? Why is my child pointing to things that I don't see? Why is my child saying things that I don't even know? So my point is, there are extremes going on with Mother Earth right now. There are extremes with her water table. There are extremes with the heat table. There are extremes with all kinds of things. And so many people, and I'm just one voice in the ocean of voices. Mine's not greater or less than, but I'm going to speak it. And that is, Mother Earth isn't just doing what she does, or, oh, I guess Mother Earth is just doing. No, Mother Earth is crying out. Mother Earth is screaming and saying, hey, that's enough. Pay attention. Reconnect. And create from a place of connectivity. Because the extremes are not about what Mother Earth has done. The extremes are about what humanity has done to Mother Earth, to the ocean, to other species, and to plant life, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I wholeheartedly believe that we were not put on this earth plane to experience the miracles of other ecosystems and life forms and everything from the smallest of bees, drinking water in my fountain with birds, dragonflies, and other beings, and ravens, by the way. So, I mean, yes, there will always be a rare occurrence, because it usually doesn't happen. Okay, but it's happening, and it shows me that these species are not only aware of each other, but they're aware of what's happening on the earth plane. So, hey, have some water, and oh, you need some too? Okay, how do I know this? Because I'm watching it with my own eyes, and I'm like, okay, got it. I see what's happening. So, if you have heard, felt, or witnessed what I did today, back to the dragonfly, suffering, dying, having a witness of other species, including myself, bearing witness to that, if you don't like the word witness, watching it, seeing it, feeling it, hearing it, being me crying and being like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry on behalf of all of humanity that you're dying, that what if you were to change that? What some people are like, insects, oh, what a wacko, who cares? Okay, fine. Let's change that from the form of a dragonfly, bee, and fly to people. What if there was five people, one on the floor, thriving in pain and suffering, and all three others, different color, different nationality, different place that they come from, different language they speak, and let's throw an alien in there. Let's throw an alien in there standing with them. Let's do it. Why not? Watching and going, oh my God, all of those beings, who cares if they don't understand each other? Because where they do understand each other is where it matters most. And that is in the heart and blood and in the life force that recognizes suffering, that doesn't even know that person on the floor in front of them, but they can feel their suffering. Why? Why can they feel their suffering? I'm sure there are many who don't, but why can they feel their suffering? Because it's the language of the soul and of the heart. That doesn't need to be translated by humanity. Humanity has to step back into it and begin to feel it again. So, what I will say about that is, within you, so a lot of, I work with people constantly, and a lot of people, especially now more than ever, say, how can I make a difference? What can I do? They're almost panicked. And I say to them many things. But one of the things I say is, built within you is a projector. Yes. Built within your soul is a projector with a screen bigger than any TV screen humanity could ever create. Huge, off the charts, maybe the size of a planet. So within you is a projector, and it has a screen, and it has a light that comes from within you onto that screen. I'm serious. And you set your intention on that screen. You set your vision on that screen of what you not want to happen, but what you say is already happening. Yes, and thank you. It's already happening. Yes, and thank you. And you created, and then when your eyes are closed and you're visualizing the screen that is huge, step into it. Yeah, I did say that. Step into it. Put yourself into that screen and allow yourself to feel the vision of what you have created. Allow yourself to feel it. And this is why the mind of the human body is set up for self-preservation. So it will look for all the reasons why not. The soul and the feeling body go far beyond the mental body. They say to the mental body, see you in 3 weeks when you get it. And so the feeling body and the soul body join you in that projection screen. Now, for just a second, can you imagine? I can. 100 million people quietly focusing on their projection screen, one after another, after another, after another, after another, creating what? Matter. Creating what? Frequency resonance. Creating what? Manifestation. One after another, creating life for all. Balance for the seas. Balance for Mother Ocean, balance for Mother Earth, balance for Father Sky, balance for different ecosystems, balance for different forms, insect or otherwise. Can you imagine the possibilities? I can. I can. Yeah. And so I say that from a place of, think what you want about me. Think what you want about me, but what I'm saying to you is there are forms on the earth who have managed to be here through the loss of many different times upon earth, almost the loss of earth herself, from changing her very temperature to returning to herself, etc. But now we're looking at I'll say myself, now I'm looking at, wait a second, there's cross communication here. There is a raven speaking to a bee, speaking to a fly, speaking to a yellow jacket. Why do I know that? Well, I can hear it and see it, but why do I also know that? Because around my water, around where I have water for these beings, they're moving over. And I'm like, here, move over. You move over. Okay, I got water. Thank you. I got water. Good. You know, are they saying thank you? Well, they're certainly not punching each other out. I'm not seeing, you know, an attack on a raven by a fly and a bee to try and get water. I'm seeing actual movement to the side, from one side to the other. And by the way, many say when a raven arrives, everybody split. Nope. No. Not in what I'm witnessing. And so what I'm telling you is, after I witnessed that, and I started looking around outside, and I started seeing that there are different forms communicating with each other, that there are different forms, like ants, bees, flies, dragonflies, etc., that are communicating with each other for their ability to thrive, for their ability to say, whoops, looks like we're in trouble. Maybe if we all come together as one, because we speak the same language internally, we can survive and even thrive. Maybe we can help Mother Earth. I mean, there are endless pathways underneath my garden. You know, who knows? Maybe there's a coffee shop down there. I don't know. But what I do know is there's a lot going on, and there's so much more, because when a baby that I work with that doesn't even talk in human language yet looks at me and points, so we're outside, but points to where there's nothing, and all of a sudden I look at her and I'm like, telepathically, I don't see anything there. And I'm not talking to her like a kid. I'm talking to her like, and not even like an adult, I'm talking to her as who she is, an enlightened being. Or a being who hasn't forgotten that being enlightened is okay to her. And so I look at her telepathically and I go, there's nothing there. And she looks back and she goes, wait. And she's pointing to a location right near her. All of a sudden, right there appears a cat. And I'm like, wow, okay. So it hadn't even arrived yet. So did you manifest it or did you feel it coming? Child looked straight at me. I felt it coming. And I knew where it was going to arrive before it got there. Now, did I throw a party of like, oh my gosh, that's incredible? No, it was like right on, as it should be. As it should be. Because she hasn't yet, and hopefully she won't, been told, not good, wrong, bad, be like this, don't be who you are. Will life be easier for her? No, it will be absolutely the opposite. But when she passes over, no question, she will have had a more fulfilling experience with her soul and spirit than she did cutting that off and just being mental in her mental body, or following. And her light is very, very strong. Met with two twin boys. They looked at each other, 2 years old, spoke to each other telepathically, then looked at me, asked me if I heard them. I telepathically responded and said, yes, I can hear you both. Their eyes, they didn't fall back into their crib. They didn't start crying. They didn't, so natural and normal to them that I could hear them. They just looked at each other, then looked at me, and then started having a conversation with me. Now the mother is like, what's happening? You're all looking at each other. Is something wrong? And I said, so I asked them to pause and I said, no, nothing's wrong at all. They're telling me you're sick. No, I feel great. Okay, let me ask them. So I asked them telepathically. She doesn't feel bad. How is she sick? oh my God, really? You want me to tell her that? And they look at me and they're both like, mm-hmm. So I look at the mother and I go, they're saying in 5 years, you're going to be told you'll have cancer. And she goes, what? Starts freaking out. I look at the two boys like, uh-oh, they're probably going to freak out. No, they don't freak out. They just look at each other and then they tell me what to tell her. They tell me what to tell her to do to eradicate it in her cellular body. And so I tell her what they tell me. And so this is what I'm saying. Nobody is all-knowing. I want to say we're all doing our best. I don't believe that. But for those of us who know we are all doing our best, we're all a part of each other, meant to bring, if you will, the peace that we're like, I don't know, to that other party, person, relative, relationship, friend, experience, meant to bring that part and say, here's that part. I see you doing this. You do. That's been my dream. Oh, my gosh. Yes, I see it. We are all meant to connect to each other. We are connected to each other, whether we like it or not. We are connected to each other. And we are connected because that language of soul, that language of heart and of blood and of oxygen and of capacity for the frequency of resonance, which means the ability to focus one after another on something and expand it to where we return to a language of clarity, a language based on, you know, I'm not saying, oh my gosh, let's please all get daisies and pass them around and tell each other we love each other. No, I'm not. I'm saying there's an intelligence within your soul, within your heart, and that if you only live from your mind, you will miss out on it. And that, how do you know there's an intelligence? How do I know there's an intelligence? This chick is telling me there's intelligence in my soul body. How do you feel when you watch a movie of people that you've never met and they go through something that you've never gone through, but you are crying and you're grabbing that blanket and that pillow and you are crying so hard? That is your connection to your feeling body and the intelligence of you feeling that person, story, or experience as though it's you. Why? Why would you feel it? Why do you relate to it? Why can you contemplate it? Why does the consciousness within you feel the story that's being told to you? Because it speaks the same language. It speaks the same language. That's your connectivity. That's your consciousness. That's your communication. Even if you're not listening to yourself in your mental body, the communication in your feeling body does not stop. What do I mean it doesn't stop? It does not stop because there are trillions of cells in the blood, bone, tissue, everything in your body is communicating from that consciousness of experience to help you have that experience and also have the cells to have their own. But it's not coming from, I know, people are going to be like, what? Forget it. It's not coming from your mind. It's coming from your soul and your consciousness. And yes, your mind is extraordinary, has a huge part to do with everything that your body does, but it is not the glue that holds it together. I don't know if you've seen sacred beings that have passed over and left their body, but if you haven't, they shrink in size. Literally, the physicality of the body shrinks, diminishes, becomes small. Why? Because the soul is so much bigger. The soul is so filled with light and wisdom and knowing. And when that soul goes, thank you very much, goodbye. And for those who don't know, I've died 4 times and come back, so I've had that experience. But when the soul says goodbye and leaves and doesn't come back, those trillions of cells, the consciousness at the center, which I call the point of light, of your cells leaves with you, leaves with your soul. It has the intelligence to do that. It doesn't stay in the body. The cell stays in the body and passes away, but the soul intelligence and consciousness goes with you. When I was on the other side, I remembered my entire life, and I remember the lifetimes I had before that. I remember I could see my body. I could see my etheric body. I could hear things around me. I could feel things around me. I could hear my own voice internally. And so my experience is not everyone's experience, nor is my truth or sharing meant to be everyone else's. I'm here to represent what awakening matters. Why awakening matters, rather. And it's happening in plant life, whether it's outside or in the house. I guess the point I'm trying to make, and I'm going to bring it to a close, is everything that is alive and everything is alive is talking. And it's talking to whoever will respond and listen to it. And it's doing it more now than it ever has since I arrived here. So ecosystems, plant life, insects, animals, old forests and sacred lands, etc., inner earth, outer earth, it's all talking. It's all talking. And by the way, if you want to tune into that communication, you can through your feeling body or your consciousness. So I said I was going to share with you briefly about how part of that was the projector within you, about how to create what you want to see in the world or for yourself, and then step into it and allow yourself to feel it and join that experience and say yes to it. And the other thing is, if you want to see it, feel, hear, or participate in the conversation that's going on, not talking about humanity, talking about the trillions of other conversations that are going on, become quiet. Quiet your mind. Whether you're outside or inside, become still. I'm not talking about meditation, even though meditation is a very good thing for your health, your body, everything. I'm talking about become still, go to the center of your soul. How do I get there? By saying, I want to go within to the center of my soul. And so if you've never done it before, all these thoughts will fill your mind to distract you. And so you just have to tell your mind. You can either tell your mind, okay, not right now, though, and then you decide to focus on the soul. And then you focus on the soul as light or a feeling of love, or if you're in a cold place, a feeling of warmth, or if you're in a warm place, a feeling of coolness. But you connect to your soul consciousness by giving yourself permission to choose that. To choose that. Because truly what matters, so the show is called Awakening Matters, what matters is on the inside. You can change the outside of anything. Not if you haven't done the work to have clarity on the inside. You can't. Then it's just rinse and repeat, rinse and repeat, rinse and repeat. I mean, really, humanity at this stage in 2025 is experiencing what it's experiencing? And so I say to you, as long as you perceive yourself as a separate entity, you have no choice but to survive. As long as you see yourself as a separate entity, you will desire to survive. You will believe that you have to walk on, destroy, hurt, whatever you have to do, as long as you see yourself separate on this earth plane and everything else is connected, you will feel like you're in a fight or flight survival mode. You're not separate. And I didn't, by the way, as long as you perceive yourself as separate, that statement was not created by me. It was created by somebody else. Can't remember his name right now. But I am saying to you that just that sentence was, and I agree with it, so I shared it, but you're not separate. You're connected. And so I say to you, there is a part of you calling out to you right now. There is a part of you calling out to you right now, your inner child, your young adult, saying, don't give up. Don't give up. We didn't survive all of this, if that's how you felt. We didn't live all of this for you to give up, if you're feeling like giving up. And when I say give up, I'm not talking about you and somebody else. I'm talking about you with you, because it must start with you. Otherwise, it doesn't start at all. It doesn't start at all. You cannot bypass yourself without being brought right back to the beginning. You have to do the work through you. No one's going to heal you, save you, change you, see you, love you. Well, I hope somebody sees you and loves you. But that you abandon that part of yourself because, oh, it's okay, that person's doing it for me. That's where imbalance occurs. So always do the work with yourself. You probably felt that last part, or maybe the whole thing sounded like your mother was talking to you. Well, if your mother was talking to you about the subject matters I just spoke about, your mother is awesome. So thank you for joining me at Awakening Matters. I do have a website. It's CynthiaSloan9.com, and you can check that out. And I send you so much love and light, and I acknowledge that you are, and there's a reason that you are here. And if nobody sees you, hears you, or likes you, know that I do. And also, know that your guides, your angels, the guides that helped you get here, the guides that will be there when you leave, they got you. They got you. So if you are down on yourself because people around you are down on you, lift yourself up, brush yourself off, and stand tall. The universe is calling you. So thank you for tuning in, and I'll talk to you in 2 weeks. Bye for now.